When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country. Like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Seriously, who's blowing up my phone?
Oh, yeah. Powerball.
Big news. Powerball now draws 3 days a week. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. Play now. Please play responsibly. Must be 18 years or older to purchase player claim.
Me and AU, Episode 9. Get it, Jody?
New text post on Wednesday, July 15th.
Now that we've had 2 full episodes to get to know them, what is the fandom take on Arthur and Grace? After extensive discussion, a cunning plan and I are split between cautious optimism, yay, and cautious suspicion, boo. Do you think the fairies brought in their own investigator because, 1, they honestly want peace restored to Selkirk, 2, they're covering up their own complicity in the attacks, or 3, they're just trying to make Jody throw more hand axes at Garrett's monster movie posters out of frustration? Let's discuss!
Just so you all know who's who here, I'll be taking signups for Team Don't Trust the New Characters all week and every week. I mean, Arthur went hiking in a lavender 3-piece suit and didn't even get dirt on his cuffs. That's gotta be dark magic. Just the suit itself is dark magic.
New private message to user Hella Enchanted.
Help. Whitney asked her coworkers for venue suggestions for the meetup, and now I have an email from her that's literally got 30 names on it. This is terrifying. I don't even know what some of these notes mean. Like, what makes natural wine different from just wine? In the interest of narrowing these down, are you more of a pub person or a wine bar person? Or like, weird theme bars with video games and air hockey kind of person? I'm vetoing all sports bars. We gotta show the jocks who's who. By the way, I've recruited 3 more people for Team Don't Trust Any New Characters, and it's still not too late to join us. You'd make a great co-captain.
And leave Bird Network alone on Team Optimism? Kate, that's cruel. Do you think Whitney would mind if you forwarded me her list? Because if you need another set of eyes, I'm at everandbeyond93@gmail.com.
Oh my god, this website has sucked me in so hard I forgot that email exists. Check your inbox. I'm gonna send you a million links in 2 seconds. My parents do love Whitney. I guess they think she's a good influence, whatever that means. She's a good influence on them anyway, because they let me call round-trip airfare to Toronto an early birthday present. Departing August 17th, returning August 24th. Whitney screamed so hard when I called to tell her that she freaked out the night janitor at her office. And maybe it's weird, but buying a plane ticket made some other stuff easier, too. I mean, the show coming back from hiatus helped big time, don't get me wrong. But when you're co-planning the first unofficial Selkirk fan meetup ever, you can't really worry if someone's, you know. Or if you're the one who's coming across like you're, you know. Not that you would. No one's thinking about, you knowing anyone here. You know. Anyway, there are a lot of bars around the Toronto Convention Center and a lot of contradictory Yelp reviews. Planning an event like this is a lot of responsibility. No one wants to get food poisoning in front of a bunch of internet strangers. Or your internet, you know.
Email sent Tuesday, July 21st to
everandbeyond93@gmail.com. Morning, Ella. So, the Vancouver Aquarium has baby manatees and a new live webcam feed. I know you said you were going to have a super gross day at work today. So, when you need a swim cow break, click on this link. P.S. They made a baby album, too. I'm never leaving my computer again. Their faces, Ella!
So, whose plan to investigate the new characters is going to fail first?
Oh, Tony's. Obviously Tony's. I love him, but... oh. Oops. Never mind.
Ooh, sorry, Jody. We were all rooting for you.
Okay. I know being followed is creepy, but a knife to the throat? That seems like an overreaction. A don't trust the new characters kind of overreaction.
Is this an appropriate time to mention that I kind of want Grace's jean jacket?
Oh, no, that's a really good jacket.
Grace and Jody are joining forces. How long do you give before Arthur and Tony team up too?
Probably by the next commercial. Oh my god, Tony! You cannot walk straight into the person you're following. That's rule number one! I think the show is actively screwing with me now. Do you think the writers are reading my DMs?
I don't know about you, but I'm excited to see how Garrett fails at his trip into the woods.
Is it just me, or does this scene have really weird energy?
Yeah, for two people looking at dumpsters, it's very intense. I wonder who even wrote this episode. I don't think we've ever seen Jody be this What's the word? I don't know how to describe it.
Quippy?
That's a good one, but I was thinking more... Is relaxed a strange observation?
Oh! I've got it. It's the smiling thing, right?
Yes! That's it. I don't think we've ever seen Jody smile.
Maybe she's into, like, blood stains?
Oh, gee. Okay, I take back everything I said about this being a filler episode.
Are they really not going to cut back to Garrett and the body at all?
I don't think so. We've only got a couple of minutes left.
This is too much danger. I'm filing a complaint.
Oh no, that looked like a bad hit.
Jody, no!
Come on. Get up, Jody!
Oh God. Okay, I take back what I said about Grace. Grace is good. Grace can 100% stay.
I have never been more relieved to see an ice pick.
Seriously.
Wait. What's happening here?
They sure are staring at each other a long time.
Oh my God. Kate. Are they about to do what I think they're about to do?
In the 10 weeks Selkirk had existed, I'd spent way more time than I should ever admit to looking for subtext. Analyzing significant eye contact and hands on shoulders and who laughed at whose jokes the longest after a tense moment. I had written a whole essay on what it meant when Garrett helped Tony up after he got hit in the face with a pixie in that one episode. I'd rewatched scenes for clothing details. I'd taught myself about shot composition. So, I probably should have seen it coming when Grace wiped the blood from her hands onto her cool jean jacket and bent down to help Jody to her feet. And the camera zoomed in, and the soundtrack got all intense, and in a medium close-up!
Oh my God, they kissed!
Whoa!
Yes! Holy shit, this is amazing, I can't believe they kissed me! I'm so sorry, I'm just so excited! Did you see that coming? I did not see that coming!
I did not see that coming! But, like, get it, Jody!
Agreed.
How much self-control is it taking not to start running around your apartment right now?
Oh my God. I am so going to owe my neighbors an apology in the morning. Do you have thoughts yet? I think I'm too excited to have any, but I want to hear yours.
Oh man, actually... Are you going to bed soon?
After that, I might need, like, an hour or two or, like, forever to calm down after that first.
In that case, do you want to scream at each other about this on video chat?
Me and AU is a Procyon Podcast Network production. You can find transcripts for every episode of the show, as well as information about our other podcasts at procyonpodcasts.com.
The voice of Ella is Alisa Park.
The voice of Kate is Philomena.
Hey, everybody, it's Andrea. Happy November. I've got another patron to thank. This week, I want to thank Charlie McNeil. Not only is Charlie a longtime patron, Charlie also kind of goaded me into doing a Halloween costume of Tony over on Twitter. So now, we canonically know that Tony wears sad man pants, which are khakis that unzip into shorts. That's right, fan artists! If you'd like to support the show, you can find us at patreon.com/meandau. You'll get cool stuff like our recurring behind-the-scenes episodes where the cast and I talk about their fandoms, and our ongoing mini-series where we delve into Hella Enchanted's Tony Garrett fanfic. This month is also Podtales Month. If you're not familiar, Podtales is a festival of independent audio drama. There'll be panels live streaming on YouTube, and there's also a Discord space where people can chat to audio drama creators and fans, find new shows they might be interested in, and check out sort of featured shows throughout the month. As part of that, me and AU will be a featured show on Monday, November 9th, and we're going to be hosting a little Q&A in the Discord. We'll probably get started around noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, or whenever I get to take a lunch break, if we're being really honest. So if you've got a burning question like, are Tony's pants really that sad canonically? Yes. Or, how tall is Jody? Or, Andrea, when are Kate and Ella finally going to kiss? Come on over and ask. I think it'll be a fun time. If you're looking for a link to the Discord, you can find one ahead of time at PodtalesFest on Twitter. They're refreshing the link every time it expires. I'll also make sure it's posted up in our Twitter and Tumblr at meandaupod in the 24 hours or so leading up.
This episode was written and produced by Andrea Clausen, with sound design by Aaron Bauman. Our theme song is by Samantha Jean Rivers, logo by Alex Yoon. Find us on Twitter and Tumblr at meandaupod. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Greetings, fans of the esoteric, and welcome to the trailer for Madame Magenta Sonus Mystica. Hang on, why am I doing my own trailer?
Where will the people want to see their star, my dear?
No one can see me, Bernard. This is a podcast.
Oh.
You know what? I should have that deep voice chap doing this. You know the one. What's his name?
Oh, the strange name. Yes.
Like a fruit.
Red pepper. That's yes.
It.
Yes. In a world where something, something, something.
That's the one. Oh, it's quite sexy, Bernard.
Ew.
Save that for later.
No, I'm not sure I can keep it up.
You've never had a problem before.
That was a very clever joke.
Yes.
I am a very turgid man.
You are. I'm going to make a cup of tea. You do the trailer.
Oh, right you are. In a world...
Earl Grey or normal?
Earl Grey, please.
In a world where ghosts and angels walk amongst us...
Float! They float!
Float amongst us stands one woman, Magenta.
Oh, God, my bloody spirit guide's frozen the milk again. It's going to have to be iced tea, I'm afraid.
Oh, all right, fair enough.
Psychic, medium...
My throat... Oh, Magenta, I can't do this anymore.
Bernard, you won't get nodules. You're not Adele.
Well, actually, interestingly enough, that wasn't nodules. That was an exploding polyp.
Oh, God.
Can you imagine that? Ew. Exploding polyp. Anyway, that's not why I can't do the trailer anymore.
Oh. Do you mean...
Yes, the angelic manifestation by the dog bed, yes.
Here we go again. What do you want?
From the makers of Mockery Manor comes Madame Magenta, Sonos Mystica. For all fans of the esoteric. Available now wherever you get podcasts.